The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to On the Clock with Erin Green. Erin Green is on location. So this is C.A. Nuri. And any minute now, she's going to come in via Zoom. She's at the University of the Bahamas and they are having a great seminar conclave there. Erin Green is actually presenting today at 11 a.m. So I'm encouraging all of those listening audience who are intrigued with Erin to come in. She's going to be speaking on... Can you see the plantation through the palm trees? You know it's going to be controversial. I'm kind of excited for her. I'm hoping that she's on Zoom now because she's going to be talking to one or two of the persons who are going to be presenting and tell us about the excitement that has happened at the university at this present time. So let me see if Erin is connected so we can continue this program from there. Erin, are you there?
Good yawning this morning.
Good yawning this morning. How is the university at this present time?
I am good. It is conference is getting
speaker. Erin, I let you know that you are breaking up, so you need to find a secure spot so we can continue your interview at the University of the Bahamas. Can you hear me, Erin? Seems like we have a bad connection. Let me give it a couple more seconds and then...
Excited because I have a young musician.
Okay, let me text Erin Green. Let her know that the connection is poor. Connection is poor. I was trying to see if she would come in. Apparently, she got disconnected. I just texted her to let her know to call back. So we can start this program. She has a number of people lined up there at the university. What I'll do is I'll tell you who all are presenting today. Today is Friday, October 3rd. They had the big thing yesterday. But today at 10 a.m., is Maya Sayers, who's going to be speaking about, are we raising mutton? I love that. And people might not understand what that means. Are we raising mutton? Education, identity, and justice in the Bahamas. Mutton means sheep. Are we raising sheep people? So I love the play on words. Basically, like that's a very good Long Island term. Are we raising mutton? Just meat for the slaughter. Right, that's at 10 o'clock today. At 11 o'clock, like I said earlier, will be Erin Green, who is going to, her presentation is entitled, Can You See the Plantation Through the Palm Trees? Plantation Model System will be presenting on that. Each one of these present...
We're back.
You're back? Okay, good. So this is Erin Green. Continue again.
Thank you. So I have a young musician with me. Her name is Ten. And I... discovered Ten at the Dundas Black Box open mic event. She's a regular performer there, but more importantly, Ten just released her first single ever, and it's called UGH, UGH. And you know I in my UGH season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I love the song, and I love the energy that the young lady brings to the Black Box open mic performances, and it's the type of energy that energizes all of the other performers. Like when they see Tan in the building, they know they got to bring something strong to the event. And so I want to say, if we're still connected, I want to say good morning to the Bahamas and welcome. This is Tan. Good morning, Tan. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, hello. My name is Tan, as would, or you'll find me on like my socials as Tan the Official. And on Spotify, as Ten the Official as well. It's nice to meet everybody. I'm about 24 years young and full of hope.
This is good. Now, I get a, you know what, Nuri, I have to ask her the standard questions. Where are your people from? Where are you from? What island are you from? Or descended from?
I was actually descended from Jamaica. So my parents are actually Jamaican, but I was adopted here in the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah, so my father is actually coming in from Eleuthera. He's raised me since the age of 3. So when he had married my mom, he decided at some point in time he wanted to adopt me. And I was a full-fledged Bahamian citizen by the age of 17, but I was raised here. Went to school in here. This is the culture that I know and understand.
Right. Oh, lovely. We love you too. All right, so, CA.
Hey,
like
here.
I said, Ken has released a new track called Ugg. I sent it to the producer. Maybe y'all could play it when I send it. But I got some more questions for Ken. I wanted to tell us about the song Ugg. U-G-H, you know, that exclamation, that expression, that sigh when you're in traffic and the people don't move fast enough. You say, Ugg. Right, I wanted to tell us what inspired the song and how did you create it and what's the genre and what's next for you on the music scene?
So, Ugg was actually inspired one day when there was this gathering of a lot of Bahamians for, I think it was like a jazz event, right? And it was like an open mic. It was one of the first ever open mics I ever went to. And during that time, I was kind of on the riff of whether or not I wanted to like start music. Shockingly, at the tender age of like 20, I thought I was too old for it. Because all the musicians that I've heard about so far in the Bahamas, like they were coming in from like before their age got into double digits. Yeah. So, you know, I thought I was like too old. But I sat up by the cave. I literally looked on YouTube for a free for profit sound, which is like a nice app for people who are looking for like good beats. You usually look up like free for profit sounds on YouTube, and there is a nice boom bap hip hop. And you know, boom bap is where hip hop kind of started off with that nice poetic rhythm. It's kind of easy to track along. And so when the beat started playing, I just kind of started mumbling along some words, and that's how I got up with the chorus, which is, you know, tell your rap friends I don't make friends. Mm-hmm. And from there, I kind of grew the song from that little root.
All right. Now, Nuri, I know Ten thinks she's making a song for young people, but this could be the old people anthem as well. Because many of us are in our We Don't Care era. I need an anthem like Ugg, and I think it's going to be an anthem for young people. So when did you start, at what age did you start writing music? And who produced this song, and who are the producers that you're working with to sort of pull together your sound?
So I actually started not necessarily, say, writing music, but writing, like, poetry, which would eventually turn into my skill of writing music from when I was in, like, junior high. You know, I would do a lot of, like, spoken words, slam poetries and stuff like that. So it got me used to writing on a rhythm. Mm-hmm. And of course, as I got older and my taste for music developed, listening to how many artists, mostly the more modern ones, treat music, I kind of bounced off of that, you know? Also, when it comes to, like,
the producers you've worked with and are helping you pull together your sound and develop your sound.
So the producers that I've worked with, actually, you can kind of say I have a long list of it. The one in particular that helped me with my sound, he actually goes under more of a filmmaking category, but he himself records music.
Okay.
And his company name is Gemini Vision. He had quality filmmaking and stuff like that. But he had like the whole setup and we were friends, and I wanted to I told him about like my passion wanting to go into music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I've recorded some things that, not necessarily ready to put out. I've definitely developed my sound from there.
Okay.
But I remember once I made Ugg and I had performed it at that open mic night, I was like, okay, this could really be something. So he was actually one of the main producers who recorded that song. But I've also worked with other producers like Keith, Sherwood Ramming. I've also worked with Shadfer. So a lot of people who have kind of like touched different songs for me and helped me understand what it's like to be in a studio, because it's a completely different experience than other people assume it would be.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what's next? And are you making a music video for UGG? Now, the trailer, when I saw the trailer for the release, I thought that's the music video right there. Is that going to be the theme of the music video? Or are you going to work, or are you going to create something entirely different for the music video?
So what's next is actually the music video. Okay. Yeah. The theme is going to be kind of school-based.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil too much, but I am going to be like reaching out to the high school that I graduated from, who I'm an alumni of. So it has a little piece of me into it.
Okay.
Definitely. And other than that, I really want to start, I would say just pushing who I am as a person. Because I feel like even though 10 is very much a part of me, I still don't quite know who I am fully as an artist as yet. And I'd like to bring people along that journey. So definitely right. Something like that.
All right. Listen, Nure, I just got a couple more questions. Well, I know you're waiting. And I just got to share this with you. We're sitting in the car doing this interview, and I got the most polite mosquito in this car with us. And I saw the mosquito saying, oh, I wish these women would stop talking so I could bite them. But here we go. Where do you perform in New Providence? Is New Providence the only place you've performed? And before we go, a word for young people, a word for your fan base, and a word for the wider Bohemian public.
So yeah, New Providence is performed. It's my home, yes. But my main venue would be Black Box Open Mic. And also Shadford also has something at Four Walls that I like to go to on every Wednesday. Black Box is mainly like a once a month type of thing, but it's definitely an event that I recommend a lot of young artists who are looking for people to just listen and like-minded people in the artist community to come out to and just like appreciate, if not perform. And beyond that, I would like to say for people who are, say, looking to do things, not just in music, but in any creative like facility, because I am well-versed in many different creative skills, I'd say just do it. And I know that a lot of people say that a lot of the times, but you don't need to be high quality just yet. Sometimes things just need to exist to get better.
All right.
And that's like my main advice for anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a word for all of us, right? Like, even though UGG is a youth anthem, right? It's a youth movement. That's a word for all of us. You're not perfect right now, but that's a part of the process to perfection,
yes.
Right? And getting better. That's awesome. Mr. Nure.
Hey, Aaron. I'm enjoying this interview. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. The young people at the Black Box open mic and at the other open mics, Four Walls, and then there's Tuga, and Spotlight Lounge does one all the way out where you need a visa to get to Andrus, way out there in Coral Harbor. It's great. I think the first time I saw 10 perform, that evening, there was this performance that blew my mind. It's one of 10's colleagues, and I'm going to ask if she was a part of the performance, but an artist pulled in two other artists to do a lip-sync cover of a Hamilton song. Were you a part of that?
No, I wasn't a part of that. That's actually one of my personal best friends. That's Salem Cunningham, who's an actor here.
Yeah.
And they love Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that me and...
And one of the performers with her is Peach Bay Knights.
Yeah.
Right? A Ghost of Gombe. So Ghost of Gombe is a production by Pat Ramming, directed by Valine Rohl, that was hosted at the university this summer. And the young man who performed with Salem, he's one of the main characters in Ghost of Gombe.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just like a, Nure is like a pool of talent, man. It's amazing. And I wanted to have this conversation juxtaposed to the Future of Democracy Conference, because this is also a space where young and old people are bringing their ideas. They don't have to be perfect, but in this space with like-minded people and people who have opposing views, you can sharpen your position, you can expand your thoughts, right? And you can grow ideas. It's the best place for the conference at the university, and the university is continuing to be a space for young people to conjure their ideas into reality.
I don't know if you have much more time, but like there is one other thing that I really wanted to say that I think is like startup is that like you can't, the word cringe and a lot of like younger people are going to know what I mean. That is a concept that you do not have to subscribe to. Like, there's a lot of things out there that not a lot of people are going to like that you may absolutely love, and you need to let go of the ideal of putting people off. Because if you let go of that ideal of putting people off, it will kind of hone the beam of your personality to the people that see it as a light.
You hear that, Nuri? The young people reminding us old people to be brave.
Yes, to be brave.
Don't worry about people not understanding you, right? Or feeling uncomfortable. Because they're just feeling uncomfortable at first. And they're going to get used to it, because then they'll discover that space where they want to try. They want to say something they've never said before. They want to do something they've never done before. I think, Mr. Nuri, the young people, we in good hands.
That's good to know. It feels kind of safe and all.
Yeah, man. Well, I want to say thank you, Ten. I know the producer's going to play UGG at some point before the show goes. And then where can we find the original edit of the song?
You could find it on Spotify. So that's T-E-N, capital T-E-N, and the official in lower cases, all together as one. Or you can go on my Instagram page, which is also 10 the official, one word, and it'll be a link in my bio. So you could definitely go ahead and check that out.
All right. Thank you very much, 10. Nuri, do you have the list of today and tomorrow's schedule for the conference?
I definitely have the list for today. Tomorrow, I may have to go do a search for that.
All right. Well, let me run through the list for tomorrow's schedule of events.
Okay.
And then I will leave you to carry on the show as I go and prepare for my presentation.
And good luck. I'm excited. It's not too late to come down to UB and see you present, right?
Absolutely. And all of today's panels are being streamed from the University of the Bahamas' Facebook page. If you go to Future of Democracy Conference on Facebook, the links and find the feed for today and tomorrow's presentations.
Okay. So tell me about what's happening tomorrow.
All right. Day four is going to move to the Franklin R. Wilson Graduate Center, RBC Auditorium. And that's just up, you know, it's just across the campus. You could see the building from the library. And at 10 a.m., Ponciana Paper Press is holding a workshop, Power of the Press, a zine-making DIY publishing workshop. You know those religious tracts and pamphlets that you see all over the place in doctor's offices, sometimes in restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to teach you how to make a pamphlet or a tract with your ideas just like that. At noon, 12 p.m., Natino Thompson will be presenting on the topic, The Ruling Class's Collective Narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
1 p.m. is lunch. 2 p.m., Keisha Ellis, the publisher or author of The Layman's Constitution. She will present on economic realities of minimum wage in the Bahamas. Dawn Sargent presents at 3 on Undemocratic Foundations, How Political Party Constitutions Perpetuate Dysfunction in Caribbean Liberal Democracy. Is Tate Adley, Counting and Its Implications for Bahamian Democracy. And 5 p.m. is Ian Strawn, Repairing the Nation, Radical Remembering, and Justice After Slavery.
So Dr. Ian Strong will be the closer out for today? I mean, for tomorrow?
He will close out the entire conference tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Okay, exciting. I'm actually familiar with a number of the names that you called just now. And the list is for everybody who's presenting tomorrow, correct?
Yes, for tomorrow. For today, after I present at 11 a.m., Noel Nichols will present at noon on From Resistance to Reclamation, How Caribbean People Can Reclaim Rights as Resistance and Own the Human Rights Agenda. Then lunch at 1. Then at 2, there's a film, Poverty, Politics, and Profit. At 4, Ian Bethel Bennett, lecturer at the university, will be presenting Democracy Without Place. At 5, Erica James, Platting Time, Contemporary Bahamian Artists and Caribbean Modern Forms. And at 6 p.m., the event is closed out today by Dr. Robin Roberts, Injustice in the Bahamas.
Healthcare injustice. That sounds like one of the topics that you would bring up on the radio.
In fact, a number of the topics touch on issues that we discuss regularly on the airwaves. And that's why I'm also really excited about today's conference, because it gives me an opportunity to hear new language and new concepts from professionals and stakeholders centered in these issues and sectors to grow my ability to talk about them.
So where exactly is the conference, the Future of Democracy conference, being held today?
So today we are at the American Corner in the Harry Seymour Library. So if you go to the entrance of the library where they have the water feature, a little water fountain, you will use the entrance there for the American Corner at the Harry Seymour Library.
I know any minute now you have to go and start setting up to prepare. But is there a phone call Erin Green is going to present? I wanted to meet her. I want to hear what she's going to talk about, this plantation economics we have instead of Bahamas, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a fee?
It's free.
What do you mean free?
It's free. Free.
Just show up?
It have AC. It's complimentary and free.
What about parking? I mean, I know, but how COB is?
So in the area immediately surrounding the library, there is limited parking. But the parking behind the Chimney building, you know, the tourism and hospitality building.
Okay, the next side that you'll be.
Lot, there's ample parking back there, and it's dry, relatively dry.
And in terms of interaction with the presenters, do the listening audience get a chance to walk around and say, okay, I just want to meet this person. Let me ask more questions to the presenters?
Absolutely. The sessions are timed for 1 hour, but presenters typically speak for about 20 minutes. There's a long question and answer session and full engagement with speakers and participants.
Confirming, you attended yesterday. Did you attend any of the sessions yesterday?
Oh, I did. I attended sessions yesterday. I attended Dr. Indira Martin's presentation on the human biome and decolonization. And she examined the way that the foods that we eat or that we have access to ultimately changes our thinking. Because we know through research that the gut, the stomach, the gut is actually one of the most important spaces in your body, and it controls the brain. So it turns out that what you are what you eat. You think the way that you eat, right? And you're informed by what it is that you eat. And so it's very important for us to focus on diet, not just for our personal health, but diet as a collective practice, and how healthy practice can liberate us.
Some of our best and brightest minds are participating in this conference, and some revolutionary thinking is happening at this conference. Why is it important for Bahamians to come and engage, to participate in such conferences, especially conferences put on by the University of the Bahamas?
The number one reason is always to grow your personal skill set by engaging these events, these conversations, and the presenters. You have an opportunity to learn new language and to be able to better articulate your thoughts, your ideas, your complaints, your concerns. And as advocates, the people who are advocating in any space, right? It's great to come out and hear ideas, especially if it's your opposition, so that you could better understand the other conversations in the environment.
Good.
I tell people on day one, Alicia Wallace presented from the Feminist Standards for Governance workshops. And I tell people, look, you may not identify as a feminist, but you may learn new language to help you engage the feminists engage, but in the way that you want to engage them.
And how many days this conference was? Is it a 1 day, 2 day conference?
Oh, so it's 4 days. Today is day three. We started on Wednesday, and then we had the keynote speaker Wednesday evening, Meredith Wise, clientelism and global clientelism and politics. And then day two was Thursday. Today's day three, and of course we end on day four. And I want to encourage as many people as possible to come out to the 10 o'clock session and have an opportunity to participate in the zine making workshop.
And I know you're about to leave, right? Because you're about to set up. But how much setup time do you need? Is it like 10 minutes for the setup and Cameron type thing? Or you say you just need a 5-minute outlay and say, okay, I'm ready now.
Yeah, I don't have any PowerPoints, so I don't have any technical concerns. But, you know, I get imposter syndrome. I feel like I'm out of place, Nuri. Dr. Chris Curry, Dr. Robin Roberts, Marion, Bethel, Mia says Alicia Wallace, Gaynell Curry, Dr. Indira Martin, you know, Sean McQueenie spoke yesterday. He was like the keynote. He ended the day yesterday. And so, you know, I am among giants. I didn't need 3 minutes to cause my knee to stop shaking.
I understand. Like I mentioned earlier, these are some of the top intellectuals minded that we have into the Bahamas presenting, engaging Bahamians. This is one of those opportunities you come there and challenge, you come there and listen, come there to absorb. And these are revolutionary thinkers. So it's not the boring, as things go type conversation. These are new concepts and new ideas being discussed. Right, so I'm jealous of you because I'm in studio, and you'll be there.
I want to say thank you very much for allowing me to be able to do this in this way. I really appreciate it, and you know, thanks again to the university for providing the space to Dr. Ian Strawn and the other organizers for this type of dialogue in the country. And in fact, I got a subtitle for my presentation, Mr. Nuri, that was inspired by a member of staff on the campus yesterday or day before yesterday. And the subtitle of my presentation is a tribute, I think, to Gino D. Is this a democracy or what?
I like that. Remind us of what you, before you go now, because we're going to go to commercial break, remind us of what your topic is and a brief summary of your topic for the day. And you say it's live again? You say it's going to be showing live?
Yeah, so they're live streaming, and you can find the live stream. If you follow From Future of Democracy Conference on Facebook, you'll follow the link. And when you see the live button, you'll know you're there. And so my presentation is, can you see the plantations through the palm trees, plantation model systems in the Bahamas? And we're examining contemporary systems and how they, whether intentionally or unintentionally, re-entrench and reinforce plantation model systems in the country. When the young people say this isn't a real place, I tell them it's a real place. We may not be real people, but a plantation is a real place.
It sounds like, as if you're talking about the Matrix.
See, I can't afford to talk about the Matrix. You can't afford the Matrix on the plantation, sir. Okay. Technology, nah. You have to with this lamp and this flip. You know, I wish. And you know the irony is? You know, all of the family islanders that relied on kerosene-powered appliances, mm-hmm. and then those were phased out, wish they had kerosene-powered appliances right now.
Okay.
So that's irony of life on the plantation.
Last, before you go, and Kermit can play the music now, when you say break for lunch, what happens? You know, I was talking about food, forgive me. What happens at lunchtime?
They get snacks, and you read. They get sandwiches. They get chips. They get vegetables.
Let me call Dwight to hold this. Hold on for a minute.
Hold the
floor. Let me run over there for the break part, the lunch part. And I know UB's had some good food.
Yeah, and there are lots of options available in the area.
Okay, good. I like snacks though, and especially if it's free.
The complimentary time.
Yes. That's Erin Green. She's at the University of the Bahamas. She's participating in the Future of Democracy Conference being hosted by the University of the Bahamas. It's the fourth Future of Democracy Conference scheduled. It's being put on by the Social and Economic Justice and Political Accountability in the Bahamas. I'm excited for it. It's going to be the Harry C. Moore Library and the Information Center Auditorium. Go and check her out. I mean, Erin's going to be on any minute now at 11 o'clock. They have some great guest speakers there. I'm kind of jealous. But anyway, thank you very much, Erin Green. Good luck with that. I can't wait to see the replay so I can do my due diligence regarding that. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. Go ahead, Erin. Go ahead. You close out.
As you say, give it a scathing report, but also, you guys remember to check out UGG by 10. It's her first single release.
Just UGG playing now. Okay, we can let it play out for a while. And congratulations to Ten and her debut of music. I don't make sense, only make bands. Ain't no use for power for a that only makes red. Lots of bad things try to break me, cause I got the makeup of the sex that they call she. If I want he, would it then cost me to be blessed with the makings of a Grammy nominee? And not to look down, bass, it's a superpower. Many men left, I can overpower, but they won't make it past a minute of my witching hour. Trying to get the house on me, the old school fame, singlet shirt in the rain, picture frame, buy some Kate and Jermaine, as he claims, man, he don't make it the same, like, tell your rap friends, I don't make friends, tell your best man, I don't date fans, I don't make sense, only make bands, ain't no use for a that only makes rent, tell your rap friends, I don't make friends.
Get ready to swing for a cause. The 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, brought to you by Cleft of the Rock Foundation in proud partnership with the Bahamar Foundation. Join us on Sunday, October 5th at the world-class Royal Blue Golf Course at Bahar in Nassau, the Bahamas, for a day of championship golf, community, and impact. This isn't just another tournament. It's a chance to change lives. Every putt, every drive, every swing supports programs like Parenting on Purpose and Disciplines for Life, empowering families across the Bahamas with education, awareness, and hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event, the 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, October 5th. To register or learn more, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Bigger, longer, wider. Saturdays are getting supersized on Guardian Radio following the always heavy hitting The Eye Opener at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for the full size, The Accredited from 10th year seniors at 11 a.m. Now for a full 2 hours. Then Tell It to Stanya at 1 p.m. is now even longer at 90 minutes. The big all new season of Our Blue Bahamas from Breathe is now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with DeAndra Cartwright is smiling wide at its new time, 3 p.m. It's the new big Guardian Radio Saturdays on 96.9fTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. I'm holding on for Erin Green as she's at the 4th Future of Democracy Conference, which is happening at University of the Bahamas. They have social and economic justice and political accountability in the Bahamas. It's from October 1st to October 4th. At the Harry Seymour Library and Information Center Auditorium. We have some callers. But before that, the conference have some big, heavy players going to be participating inside that. And I see we have some callers. But Kermit, that was April just now? We have to knock on us on the window and say April. That was April during that commercial. That was different. I mean, I like it. That was... Kermit, don't be ignoring me, Kermit. I can see you. I can see. There's a glass there, Kermit. I can see you. Don't be laughing. I can actually see you. That's April, right? Yeah? My God. Yeah. Wow. Let's go. Let's go to the caller there. On the clock with Erin Green. This is C.A. Nuri.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Okay, a godly day. This is good to the stock in the waste along with... your producer.
Yes.
I knew I got a little problem. Last night until on this morning, I was calling the police about this waste throwing garbage on my premises, right?
Mm-hmm.
The police in reach out and you have my yard filled with garbage. I don't like that because I just have to pee. It needs to be clean, okay? And the police need to be doing something about it. If he crazy, put him silence or serve someplace because then nobody just help me to clean up my yard when it's time for it to clean.
I'm sorry that you have to go through this, and it's often, because I know you call and complain about it before, and it's unfortunate that the police can't send a car out there just to do rounds, just to caution him. But mental illness is a serious plague going through now.
If I were to deal with it myself, the police would lock me up.
What do you mean deal with it?
Even though I've called them lots of times pertaining to him, throwing garbage on my premises. That has cost me.
Yes. Yes. But we don't want you doing nothing untoward, Bremen. Right? We don't want you doing anything untoward there. Let me read this and then I'll go to the on what's trending in the news. Okay. Big Saturdays are here on Guardian Radio. Following the eye-opener at 9 a.m., the accredited from 10th year seniors is now supersized for 2 full hours at 11 a.m. And then there is Teletestania that expands to 90 minutes at 1 p.m. Then after that is the new season of Our Blue Buff at 2:30 p.m. And after that is the Happy Hour with Deandra Cartwright that moved to a new time at 3 p.m. The new Big Saturdays on Guardian Radio begins this Saturday, October 4th. We expanded, extended. If you listen to that commercial, what I showed that was April, you can hear that all of the programs, Saturday's schedule, has been buffed up. It's have been reshaped. The people have been demanded it, say, man, your show too short. So they've expanded it. You know, we're excited about that. So tune in tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, it's expanded. Yesterday was some things happening. Junkanoo again, right? The minister spoke after the JCNP had their big conference where they proclaimed that they have 10 groups, 10 major groups. I mean, these are major groups who says that they support the JCNP and that they will be rushing under the JCNP banner and will be judged by the JCNP. Right? JCNP also mentioned that they will go second or will be in the lineup of the parade, the Boxing Day parade. Right? And it was a good press conference. It gives some insight what's happening with the Saxons also, and also what's happening with the world famous boys. But right after that press conference by the JCNP, the Minister of Culture, the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, went to the studios and made a pronouncement. This could be my words now, and everyone who's listening. See, this is where you go sober and go quiet. The JCNP has been suspended. They ain't doing it no more. That's my words now. But according to the minister, the JCNP will no longer be managing the parade. Full stop. At least for now. So let me say it again. Despite the conference and whatever it is and the 10 who supporting the JCNP, again, my words, they ain't have nothing to be doing with this parade coming Boxing Day and New Year's Day. It's going to be done by the NJC, National Junkanoo Committee. So that's big news. So I don't know where that puts the JCNP. Put them on the sideline. That's where it put them. I'm not sure where that puts the JCNP. But if you had vested your interest in the JCNP, say, well, you're a part of that 10, right? You have some decisions to be made. Either you say you're a Russian come Boxing Day, or you to the NJC and register with them to rush this Boxing Day. But that's where we stand. I mean, it makes no sense talking any other talk at this present time. The JCNP, I wouldn't say no more, They just, they ain't doing nothing with this junk. They like I said, they're a private entity. If they want, and the minister said it, you could go and plan your own Junkanoo parade. But if it's going to be on Bay Street, if it's going to be on the public road, if it's going to be using the seed money, if it's going to be using the police force for security, if it's going to be using the light, and I might even go by extension, if it's going to be using government sponsorship and their subsidiary, because, you know, government have their hands in a number of subsidiaries, like Rev and Cable Bahamas and all kinds of stuff. I'm just assuming there. You ain't gonna be using government stuff there. So that could be the JCN. The NJC. No, they have so much letters. Let's go for the first caller. On the clock with Aaron Green to see a Nuri following up for what happened yesterday at a big press conference by the Minister Mario Boleg, who said the JCNP have nothing to do with Junkanoo. Not the national Junkanoo, that is. They can form whatever they want for them, but not that. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah, Nuri, what is more important to get Aaron Green with under the banner of being strong with our poison, they're going to poison and children talk about the future of our democracy. Look at the lineup of people they got lined up, man. They're going to poison and children, man. Why are they going to do that?
Now, let's engage. The conversation is going to be for the broader Bahamas, that's adults, mostly.
Mm-hmm. They didn't get any poison.
No, and I'm not talking about the poison here. I'm just saying who they're talking to. They're talking to Bahamians in general. Most of them are, if not all, are adults. It's going to be there. Okay. In terms of who is presenting, these are some of the smartest Bahamians we have.
Too smart.
I'm not sure if too smart is something that is bad.
Outsmart people. They too smart. Hey, Nuri.
Go ahead.
Why? What did you go through the mind of like a person such as Ian Strong to cock something like this and the lineup of people? Look at the people he got lined up there.
Okay, give me one qualm you have, one issue of the person. Call any names of the person who presented that you have issue with.
You know Aaron Gay, right?
Yeah, of course I know Aaron Gay.
Okay, good. You know the other little boy, the other boy who was on the Guardian radio.
No, I gotta stop this discussion. Kermit, you slow today. you just don't like gay people. Bahamians. No, I didn't say gay people. You just don't like gay Bahamians. And I have a problem of anyone who don't like Bahamians. Yeah, and that's most unfortunate. I don't know why. And you always call him bashing Aaron. Why you hate Aaron so much? That's not nice. And it's like every day, though. Like, in the text. Like you have an excitement and affection with her. Every day you got to call and bash her because of her sexuality. That's stalking, man. That ain't normal. That's not man. That's not manly at all. That's kind of gay. I mean, let's go to the next call right there. Let's go to the next call. Something wrong. That's kind of soft, boy. You got to work on that. Guardian Radio. I'm sorry. On the clock with Aaron Green. The gentleman just threw me off altogether. How you doing today, caller? I'm doing well.
Hey, right on, man. Hey, quick question, right? Evidently, since the Raleigh boys can't get their stuff together, right, and the Saxons no longer have a rival, wouldn't it make sense that they just give the Saxons the winning prize in advance?
No.
Because they ain't, who's the Saxons' rival now? No one.
You sound like you're one of those people who want to suspend Junkanoo and say, there's no need to have Junkanoo. That's what you just said, yesterday. You saying that you there's no need to rush.
In advance.
No, you just say don't rush no more because there's no competition. That's what you're trying to say. That don't make no sense. We want to have Junkanoo.
No, we're going to have Junkanoo. But
no. What you suggest that you don't want to have Junkanoo more. That don't make no sense.
So you know Saxon will win, right?
No, I don't know who can win. One family, Detroit, Saxons, Valley, Detroit, Saxons, anybody could win. And in fact, Saxons may not rush anymore. They said they support the JCNP, so they may be now no longer rushing in Junkanoo ever again. So now we'll have different people who can have a chance to win. That's good for the Bahamas. You didn't hear the news press conference. You did listen. The Saxons say they support the JCNP and they only rushing underneath them. The minister come and say only the NJC. Oh, the guy who said Kermit, the NJC. Only the NJC will be monitoring the parade. Saxon have an issue now. They didn't say they ain't rushing with nobody else. You got to stay focused. This is a serious issue. Had a big practice yesterday, and they have no clue what the future is for them. They might stay home.
But how the situation gets from?
It ain't matter how we get here.
Making noise one another to the whole John Canoe situation being all abrupted like that. How we get to this extent?
I'm willing to explain that too. But the point is, the Saxon may not rush. See, that's what you need is concentrate on and go find the leader. Because I just found out the leader, no, I was going to say the leader is no longer Gus Cooper. Not Gus Cooper, the leader is no longer Willow. But I found there's a leader and a chairman. And the chairman is Toby Austin, and he's the one who said, we may have to find someplace. Anyway, thank you very much, Carl. Let's go to the next person. On the clock with Aaron Green, of course, is C.A. Murray. We talking about what you want to talk about, but John Canoe is entertaining at this present time, and I think the Saxon may not show up. They finished? They gone? Like the JCNP? Go ahead, caller.
This thing stem, and I agree with your last caller. It's from last year.
No, let's stay current. Let's talk about yesterday and come forward. Only yesterday, come forward. I want to hear the history, because I've been talking to history for... I'm not sure if you noticed. Hold on. I'm not sure if you noticed I've been talking about this John Canoe thing with going on 3, 4, 5 months, right? I didn't know that. We're here now. Let's talk about what could happen to the Saxon, the world-famous Valley Boys, the one family group. What could happen now that the JCNP has been suspended? Let's talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay. They are completely divided. I see. I can talk reality.
Well, who's divided?
You see, this is my point.
No, I'm asking you.
You said your point. Let me get my point.
Let me ask you. You said something. You said they divided. Who's divided?
The minister and the JCN.
The JCNP finish.
Everything stamped from this fella trying to come and change the Valley Boys.
But, caller, you ain't staying focused. The JCNP finished. You ain't got to talk with them no more. They ain't divided because it's finished.
Oh, you think they finished it? You watch and see something else to come. Trust me.
No, then you might be a soothsayer, but at this present time, it's the NJC
That's
now.
What the minister say. But when them groups ain't come out and boycott, John Canoe ain't going to be the same no more.
You don't see some groups say they coming out? So there ain't gonna be no boycott.
Yeah, that's okay. And you know, anything with government put on it, it never hold up for sex.
But the government always have their hand inside things. Let's talk about this.
Because one person.
Let me ask you a question.
One change his name, he will come out of
the past. I ain't talking about the past. I'm talking about the present.
All this come from that.
It ain't come from that. Let me ask you this. You believe the Saxons say that they ain't going to rush on bay no more in life?
Well,
that's where we are now.
That's what they say.
That's where we are now. It's either they can rush no more in life, or they come into bay.
Well, you go hear about something, but anyhow, I'll let you go on that. But I think it gets hijacked. If that been somebody else, that group would have to come with a different name. Because who it is, this got this thing on.
This gone through court.
It's
gone to the Bahamian court. It hasn't even gone to government. But I hear you, Carlo. I hear you.
Yeah.
But we gone from that. We now, but the JCNP getting put on the side. They gone. That's what we're talking about. Let's go to the next caller. Caller there, of course, the C.A. Murray. The JCNP gone.
Hey.
Hey.
Murray.
Yeah, man.
How'd it go?
Hey, Gordon, whatever you say, man.
Scuddle. Listen. You listen to the press conference in the Prime Minister's office yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. You hear what the minister said?
Yes.
What did he say?
I mean, you tell me. You call him, man. Okay. To get the call, goes to court.
Do you know that the JCN had a contract with the government, right?
Yes, that expired a couple of years ago.
And you know the contract expired, right?
Yeah. We all knew that before. We talked about that a long time.
Now, watch this. Now, there's no more JCBN.
No, they're there.
No, they wouldn't be on Bay Street.
No, that's two different questions. You just say they no longer exist. They still exist. They just ain't managing the parade no more.
Listen to what I'm saying. The minister said they would not be on Bay Street.
Yes.
This New Year's and this Christmas.
Yes.
To win the parade.
Yes, to manage the parade.
Whatever they used to do on the parade.
Yeah, they manage the parade.
They wouldn't be managing the parade no more, right?
Yes.
Now watch this. Why people is make it political?
That's what we political nation.
The minister said four groups, what the JCM was talking about, came to him and apologized. You know what they was? The Saxon.
You lying on the Saxons now. Stop it. Stop it. Don't say it. Stop it. Stop it. You lying on them.
You heard him yet?
That was someone separate. No, those yeah, ain't talking about the 10, not the 10 people who side with the JCNP. Not the 10 people who side. They different. That's two different people.
I don't remember the 10. I said older than 10. Four of them. He said, Major Go came to him and apologized. The Wally Boys, the world famous Wally Boys, the Saxon, the Roots, and the One Family. That's what he said. They get it on your new button all.
I gotta go listen to that. I ain't hear that part.
You ain't hear that?
No, I hear that.
I heard it. I heard it loud and well. And
the skillable said they apologize to the minister.
Listen,
I ain't hear that.
He tell the world famous Wally Boys. He have their seed money there. All they gotta do is with the government, and they would be on Bay Street rushing with their seed money. He will give it to them the day if they go and sign the day. Sign up and register.
I hear that part.
Okay. So I just saying, why are these people trying to make it political?
Who people?
You get some people them out there making it, trying to make it political. That same boy who they say is the chairman of JCN? Something Brian Dean or something, whatever he
means. No, Brian is the chairman of the world famous Valley Boys. Dion is the chairman of...
Right.
But Dion just passionate. I might not disagree with him, but he's man. I bet he's man. He's challenge anybody.
Dion, that's the fella.
Yeah.
Dion.
Mm-hmm.
He trying to say that this is a political thing. Is government trying to take over? Yeah. Government ain't trying to take over.
Skibu, all the lines crowded, and I got to get all these people in, but I enjoyed what you said.
Okay, bro.
Okay.
Have a blessed one.
Kermit, put on the next person to give their contribution, please. On the clock with Aaron Green. This is C.A. Nuri. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller, you're live. Let's move to the next person. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. I'm holding on for Aaron.
Dying bad. But see, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave you to work it. And how you go work it, how you go respond it. But see,
go ahead.
My synopsis is...
Mm-hmm. You ain't going back in the past, right?
Huh?
You ain't going back to the past, right?
No, I ain't going back to the past.
Go ahead.
If what I say is back to the past, like, that means it's still current.
Okay.
I'm of the view, mm-hmm. my synopsis is CA, and I think a lot of other people are of the same view,
mm-hmm.
that this government has been able to not just split the Valley Boys in two.
I disagree.
They have succeeded at splitting Junkanoo in two.
I disagree.
You may disagree, CA. I understand you may disagree, and that's what I love about us when we have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
One of us agree, one disagree, one of this point, one of the next point. From your vantage point, you disagree.
I disagree.
For those of us that are out here experiencing and watching what's going on,
mm-hmm.
CA, that was one of the most exciting press conferences ever listened to. I think people need to put that on their big screen TV and go back.
The whole chunk of the world.
Beyond them.
Even though Seth, who live in the United States, is Rush, was listening to the minister speak yesterday.
Look here, if people have not listened to that press conference yet, they need to. Well, I haven't heard the minister's own. Now that I know that the minister did one, see, I got to go back and listen to the minister on that.
Yeah, listen to the minister.
But between the two of them, just observing this whole catastrophe, in my opinion, as it relates to culture in Junkanoo, I'm saddened by the whole circumstances. But outside of it, I believe that Saxons are on our way. We are on our way to five-star generals.
I think the Saxons going to opt out of Junkanoo. They ain't rushing no more in life.
You come up with this foolishness, right?
Watch. They say they supported JCNP, and the JCNP in there, they ain't rushing.
Hold on. We have a stance on whether we support the JCNP
or the Saxons, though, is not a democracy.
We are going to be on
the Saxons
street.
Is not a democracy.
We need to be there in parade or in protest.
The members can't vote on this. The members can't vote on this. You can hear the chairman come, just like how the last chairman of the Valley Boys come and say, we quit. You can hear, any minute now, you can hear the announcement. We, the Saxons, quit.
On the 25th of December.
I listening?
Around 8 to 10 o'clock p.m., there are some Saxons that live East Street.
Uh-huh.
And I am telling you, we are going to be on Shirley Street and Bay Street.
Watch when Toby Austin get to them. You just don't know. Watch when Toby get to them. You only rushing no more.
This one here for five. This is going to be one of the most anticipated Saxons victories ever.
I waiting for it.
You think we allow the government or NJCP or MLP or NEP to get in the way of the most important P, which is the parade. My brother, just come in Boxing Day in New Year's. Get prepared to see Toxins win five straight, bro.
Okay, then. Thanks very much. I can hold one more, Kermit. Just one. Just one more caller, man. Just one more caller. Go ahead, caller. See, I had a bag for you to speak, so you got to speak quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Mr. Nuri.
Got to make it quick. Get the show done over.
I heard you saying what the chairman said, which is Toby Austin, right?
Yes.
So the Sox don't have a chairman, and they also have a leader.
Yes.
You know, it's like the PRP of Fred Mitchell, the chairman, and Brave David is the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So who have to say? So Wall is the leader. Toby is the chairman. Now, Toby said that, you know, he supported JCNP.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to listen to what Waller and the other members say.
Boy, you won't
trust me.
You won't cause chaos. You won't cause chaos.
You will never see that for no socks and boycott.
I understand.
The anger is the big sponsorship that they have.
I understand.
With Shell Bombers. Okay? Socks and coming over.
Okay.
So you won't go about that one.
I heard you. They said the people who coming from a color corner, Mason Edition, they're coming out. No, they ain't care what nobody's saying. The Russian come the 26th. This has been.
They rush by themselves.
Yes.
Coming over for you.
This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green, CA Nuri holding on for her. We got to bring this conversation back because clearly there's a disconnect between the leader and the chairman, and I ain't even say who's who. Have a wonderful day, man.
This is Guardian M, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.